every device, and therefore not limited to the Lenten season, which we have just concluded. Lamentably, the current political and economic turmoil in Sudan, and called upon the faithful to pray for peace. Sudan is currently facing a political crisis, with the ordinary citizens putting pressure on the military government to share power with the civilians after the full last month of long-term President Omar al-Bashir. You are tuned to the English Africa service of Vatican Radio. African News Panorama. In the West African state of Benin have sealed off the roads around the house of former President Thomas Boniyai, the AFP news agency reported. The area close to his home in Cotonou has attracted protesters angry with the way Sunday's legislative elections were conducted. Hundreds of people have been protesting since Wednesday and calling for President Patrice Talon to step down. The arrest followed the Electoral Commission's decision to bar opposition parties from standing in the election because they were unable to meet strict criteria under a new election law to field candidates. Security forces reportedly fired weapons on Thursday to disperse protesters, prompting the UN to call for restraint. The results announced on Tuesday gave two parties loyal to Mr. Talon total control of parliament, with a voter turnout of just 27%. The public prosecutor of Sudan has ordered ousted President Omar al-Bashir to be interrogated on charges of money laundering and financing terrorism. The call on Thursday came as hundreds of thousands of protesters joined a sit-in to demand the army give way to civilian rule. Mr. Bashir was removed by the military on 11th of April after months of demonstrations against his 30-year rule. He's also wanted by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for war crimes over the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region. Protesters and activists have been negotiating with the Transitional Military Council to form a joint civilian military suspension of more than 30 senior journalists after TV and radio stations covered protests by supporters of Bobi Wine, a pop star turned politician. In a joint statement, the diplomats from the United States, the European Union, and other countries called on Uganda to respect people's rights to freedom of speech and expression. The country's press regulator told 13 local media groups on Tuesday to suspend news editors, producers, and program directors, accusing them of broadcasting extremist or anarchic messages. The Uganda Communications Commission did not go into detail, but all the outlets have been covering protests that erupted a day earlier after the arrest of Bobi Wine, who is seeking to challenge veteran leader Yoweri Museveni for the presidency. The singer, whose real name is Robert Kyagulanyi, was elected to parliament in 2017. He was released on bail on Wednesday, but still faces charges of staging unlawful demonstrations after championing protests last year against taxes on social media usage. And thousands of Algerians on Friday held protests for the 11th straight week to pressure those in power to leave, a month after President Abdelaziz Bouteflika was forced to resign as president. The protesters also want free elections due on the 4th of July and an end to corruption.